podcast for the Hobbit at Heart, an unexpected book list. Today I wanted to introduce you all to some of my favorite books that are either written by Tolkien or about Tolkien that you probably haven't heard of. If you've read The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and you're just like in the zone and you want to read more and more and more about Middle-earth and Tolkien, this is the book list for you. So the first one up on the list is, of course, The Silmarillion, and it's actually one of my favorite books. I used to think Lord of the Rings was my favorite book, but the more I read The Silmarillion, the more I love it. It's just a masterpiece, and Tolkien actually wasn't able to finish it before he died, so after his death, his son actually finished compiling it and putting it all together and published it, so thank you, Christopher Tolkien. So The Silmarillion begins with the creation of the earth, and then it follows the beginnings of the elves, the men, the dwarves. There are tons of battles. It's incredibly intense. It's very dense. A lot of it reads like a history book, yet at the same time, there are a lot of characters that you can really get to know very well, and there's a lot of depth within the story and the way everyone's related. And the more you read The Silmarillion, the better you can understand The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. So if you are really into Tolkien, I highly recommend going with The Silmarillion next. Another cool thing about it is that Audible recently came out with an audiobook version, which wasn't available digitally up until recently, I believe, except in German, which I don't speak, so that's not helpful. But now we have an English version, and I actually had the CD version. My parents found it at a used bookstore, and my mother so wonderfully made me an MP3 version. So I've been listening to it on my phone for a while, but now you all can listen to it too. So it's very exciting, and you have no excuse for not reading The Silmarillion because it's amazing, and I told you to, so you should do it, and if you don't, I'm going to be very disappointed. Another thing that you could read once you do get into The Silmarillion, there are three books that have come out in the recent years. They are The Children of Húrin, Beren and Lúthien, and The Fall of Gondolin. And these are actually just kind of expanded chapters that are taken from The Silmarillion, and you get just a lot more details and information about those chapters. So those are super cool, and they have these awesome illustrations, and you can get these nice hardbound copies. So if you want those, they're really cool. They're kind of like collector types of things. I have them, and they're awesome. If when you're trying to read The Silmarillion, you find yourself getting a little bit lost, there are two books written by my friend John Carswell, who runs the Tolkien Road podcast. He actually wrote two small books. One is called Tolkien's Requiem, and it's basically a look at the story of Beren and Lúthien as it fits in with Tolkien's mythology as a whole. And that's just, you do learn a lot more about Beren and Lúthien, but it also can provide a lot of information to help you get through The Silmarillion. It's kind of like a starter pack of information. So I really enjoyed that book. And then he recently came out with something similar called Tolkien's Overture, which focuses on Ainul Indale, which is the first part of The Silmarillion, where Arda, which is the earth, is created through music. And then he also reflects on some different musical elements in The Lord of the Rings and Middle-earth as a whole and how it all fits together, because John is a big music guy. So it's really cool to read his perspective and how it relates to music. The next thing I would recommend grabbing is a copy of The Letters of J.R.R. Tolkien. This is really cool that we can just go and buy this because it's a collection of over 350 letters written by Tolkien himself to his family members, his fans, his publishers, all different kinds of people throughout his life. And these letters give us a really unique look into his life, his influences, his faith. And there are a lot of fun quotes you can pull out of it, like Tolkien called Hitler a ruddy little ignoramus, and we can find that in the letters. There are lots of just cool little facts you can learn about Tolkien through it, and it's nice because each letter has a number, so you can flip through, read one letter at a time, and it's not very intimidating. And it's also fun when you are starting a blog called Tea with Tolkien and you need to learn something specific about Tolkien. It's easy to flip through. There's a nice index, so if you want to see what Tolkien thinks about a certain topic, you just flip to the back and find it, and it's really well organized and very insightful. So that's a really cool resource that a lot of people don't even realize is out there. Another thing that you can check out is this little book. It's a collection of some of Tolkien's essays. It's called The Monsters and the Critics, and it includes his essays on Beowulf and Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, as well as a very important Tolkien essay on fairy stories. That's just one of the big ones. I think you should read all of these. So again, that's called The Monsters and the Critics, and it's just a collection of his essays, and it's really cool. You should check it out for sure. Another book, this one is not written by Tolkien himself, but it is about Tolkien by the coolest guy ever, Peter Kreeft. It's called The Philosophy of Tolkien, and it's actually probably my favorite book on Tolkien. It can serve as an introduction to philosophy, which I appreciate because I haven't been able to take any like actual philosophy courses in my life yet. So that is, I thought it was really cool to learn a little bit about philosophy, but then it also discusses just like all different kinds of philosophical things in relation to Tolkien. And it comes at it from a Catholic perspective, obviously. So I believe it's published by Ignatius Press. Yeah, it is. So you get to learn a lot about the different influences Tolkien's faith had on his writings. And I think almost every Tolkien book I have quotes this book. So this is kind of like the big one that you want to get. I think it's the best. And if you'd like to grab a biography of Tolkien, the best one that I've seen out there is called Tolkien, Man and Myth, and it's by Joseph Pierce. So that one is the one I recommend if people are asking about a Tolkien biography. Joseph Pierce is awesome. He has written a ton about Tolkien, and I have a couple more of his books to mention later in this episode, and I think it's just a great one. So check that one out if you are looking for a biography. Another book is called The Messiah Comes to Middle Earth, and it's by Philip Ryken. So this book discusses Christ's roles as priest, prophet, and king, and he draws parallels to Gandalf, Aragorn, and the hobbits in examining these roles both in Christ's life and kind of how the hobbits Aragorn and Gandalf are similar. So that's kind of cool. It offers a neat perspective. He is not Catholic, so he has kind of a different understanding of the priesthood. He looks at it from the idea of the priesthood of all believers. So that's just kind of like, it's different, and I think it's kind of fun to read even as a Catholic, just to see a different perspective that he offers. A couple books that I have on my bookshelf, I've tried to start, but I haven't quite had time yet. This is the biggest one that I'm most excited for when I do get a chance to read. It's called The Flame Imperishable, Tolkien, St. Thomas, and the Metaphysics of Faery by Jonathan McIntosh. Like, doesn't that sound so cool? I think this book is going to be awesome. I've heard that it's a little bit dry just because it covers a ton of information and it's a little bit dense. But I think if you have the time and the attention span to devote to it, I think it'll be a really cool read. And it'd be a great gift for if you had a super nerdy Catholic Tolkien lover who also likes St. Thomas. How cool. Another one that I have started reading, but I haven't gotten to finish yet, is called Tolkien's Sacramental Vision, Discerning the Holy in Middle Earth by Craig Bernthal. So let me read you this quote from the back of the book. A correspondent once told J.R.R. Tolkien that his work seemed illumined by an invisible lamp. That lamp is the church, and its light is the imaginative sensibility that we live in as a sacramental world. And then it goes on later to explain that this book examines the influence of Catholic sacramentality on the thought and work of Tolkien. So doesn't that sound so cool? This is another book I can't wait to read. And then my last Tolkien book that I really want to read, haven't quite got time yet, but I've heard really good things about it, is The Gospel According to Tolkien by Ralph C. Wood. So I believe that it was Haley Stewart who told me that she knows this guy. I thought that was really neat that I have in my hands this book written by someone that my friend knows. I guess that's not that crazy, since I also am holding a book written by Haley herself, which isn't about Tolkien, but if you love reading about Catholic culture and living a life of simplicity, you should totally check out her book. It's called The Grace of Enough. So that was a little random plug for Haley's book, and I promise she's not paying me, but I love it so much, and you should read it too. Anyways, so I have a couple more recommendations for kids. My kids love this book. It's called The Letters from Father Christmas. It's actually a collection of handwritten and illustrated letters from Tolkien himself that he wrote to his children, of course, under the name Father Christmas, when they were little. And it's just the most adorable Christmassy book you've ever seen. I really like reading it to my kids during Advent because his letters are all about preparing for Christmas, like different ways that Father Christmas is getting ready, different ways he recommends the children to get ready. There are polar bears and all these different little subplots that develop throughout the years in his letters. And I love it because it shows how Tolkien loved his work, but he also loved his children. And he just seems like such a great dad. And I really appreciate these letters, and I love reading them with my kids. One fun thing is that this book is also available on Audible, and they have all of these different little Christmassy songs that play in between each letter, and the narrator does these little voices, and it's just adorable, and each letter only lasts a couple minutes, so I like to listen to them in the car with my kids. And then a new book that came out just this last year is called John Ronald's Dragons by Caroline McAllister. And this is probably the cutest book I've ever seen in my whole life. And it's not just because it's about Tolkien, or maybe it is, I don't know. But so it's about a boy named John Ronald. Obviously, that's Tolkien, in case you weren't aware of his name. And it shows him when he's a little kid. It walks through the different tragedies of his life. I don't know if I should like spoil it for you guys. So it's just his life, his upbringing, and throughout the whole story, he's searching for this dragon, and at the end of the book, he's following Bilbo Baggins, and Bilbo leads him to this dragon, which is Smaug in the Lonely Mountain, and the illustration of Bilbo is just so adorable, and the story itself is so cute. My kids are 5 and 3, and they love this book. They've asked to read it with me many times, and I love reading it with them because it's just adorable, and I love introducing them to Tolkien while they're still very little. It's exciting to think that they're going to grow up with Tolkien, and I just love it so much. And so now, before I finish up with this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I know I said these are all book recommendations for if you've already read The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, but I know maybe some of you haven't. And so a couple books for kind of guiding you through those other books. There are two books by Joseph Pierce, who I mentioned earlier. He wrote the biography of Tolkien, and he's awesome. He wrote these books called Bilbo's Journey and Frodo's Journey, and they basically guide you through the stories of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. And it says it serves to uncover the hidden meanings of the stories, which sounds like kind of, I don't know, sounds a little bit mysterious and crazy, but they're actually very good books to help you get through the story, to help you understand it better, and to examine like different themes and understand it a little bit better than you might have been able to on your own. And then I've also written a book called To Middle Earth and Back Again, which I recently just finished up this year. I've spent about a year writing it. So that is another tool that can help you get through The Lord of the Rings. It's meant to be a companion journal as well as a devotional, that it's really just here to help you. It's kind of like, I wanted to be like a Samwise Gamgee for you. So this book has summaries, reflections, and journaling prompts for every chapter of The Lord of the Rings, and it can help you get through it if maybe you find yourself getting lost or not really understanding what happens in the chapters, because some of them are pretty crazy. There's just the summary to help you remember like basically what happens, and then to dig deeper into the different themes. And particularly the goal is to grow in hobbitness and holiness, which is kind of my goal with everything I do here at Tea with Tolkien. So if you're interested in learning about the different influences Catholicism had on the Lord of the Rings, or if you just need something to help you stay on track as you're reading, and a place to keep all your notes in one spot, I hope that you'll consider checking out this book, because I wrote it for you and I put so much work into it and so much love, and I just would be so excited if you wanted to check it out. But if you don't, that's totally fine. I'm not trying to push anything on you guys. I just wanted to tell you about it since this is about books and I wrote a book and I'm proud of it, and you should be proud of it too. So basically, those are my book ideas that I have. So if you have someone on your Christmas list that you know they love Tolkien but they've already read The Lord of the Rings, you might want to consider sending them one of these books. They would probably love it. If you have any ideas to add to the list, I'd love to hear it. You can tweet me at teawithtolkien, or you can email me at caitlin@teawithtolkien.com, or you can find me pretty much anywhere on the internet at teawithtolkien. I'm always online. If you liked this episode, it would be super cool if you wanted to tell a friend about it. I wanted to just thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you all soon.